I've brought you your morning tea, sir. Where, would you like me to set it? Yes, there's room on the table, but it would be out of reach, would it not? Right, of course. I'm sure it makes no difference. My apologies. Would you like me to put away the bottles for you? Which one would you like me to leave? Of course, sir. I'll put the other one on your shelf. Yes, sir? I believe it's Sunday today. I was just about to start cleaning the house, if that's all right. Of course, I don't mind starting in your room. And did you want me to go through with my usual cleaning while you're still here? Sheets, rugs, flooring, dusting. Yes, sir. I'll start right now. Did you, have a good rest? Well, I don't mean to pry too much, but you're not usually like this at such an early hour. I had thought last night's drinking was just another respite from work. It rarely carries out until morning, and you've been a bit distracted by the window since I walked in. Has something happened again? Oh. Does that mean she won't be around anymore? That is unfortunate. I can see why that would trouble you so much. If I may, I would suggest having some of the tea to ease your mind a little bit. No, please don't spike it with anything. It would defeat the purpose. Please, sir. I know you're better than to be too self-destructive when you're upset. Thank you. And please forgive me for speaking so openly. I don't mean to insult you in any way. I appreciate your forgiveness. Please enjoy the tea. I made it just how you like it. I'll get back to my cleaning now. What was that, sir? No, of course not. I would never believe that you are unlovable. What has you thinking this way? With all due respect, sir, and I don't mean to question your taste in women, but the ones you have been with in the past were not good for you. It was always later on in the relationship, but there were signs that showed they might not have been in it for you as much as they were in it for the money. Not to say that you are unlikable for anything else, but they were undeserving of your time and, frankly, your space. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to speak so ill about your past relationships, especially when you just got out of one yesterday. Everything is still relatively fresh, so I can see why my words would make you visibly upset. I'll just try getting back to my work and let you think. I apologize. I can see why you would say it's okay, but I don't feel comfortable speaking too far out of line. You are allowed to have whatever relationship you want, regardless of what I may say. But I still stand by my earlier thought that you are not unworthy of real love. Of course, sir. I am always happy to provide words of encouragement. Now, if there is nothing else that you need, then I can get started on the laundry for you. Yes? Of course. Would you like me to put it on the shelf with the others? I think that decision is up to you. It is not my choice to make on what is and isn't good for you. If it were up to me, then I would suggest that you stopped drinking this early in the morning. It will do nothing but set you up for failure throughout the entire day, which will ultimately affect your work. If you're sure you want it away, then I can do that for you. And if you'd like, I can get you more tea or anything else from your kitchen. Yes, I can do that instead. Would you like me to start anywhere in particular? Sure. Let me go get your brush. Please sit still while I get through your hair. Yes, it's really tangled itself into a mess since I last saw you. I can only imagine the kind of thoughts you were having to keep you tossing and turning all night. I can assure you, she wasn't worth that much thought. I'm sorry. I don't know why I just said that. I got a little lost while taming this hair. It just kind of came out of my mouth. I didn't mean anything by it. What I really think is meaningless. I gave you my thoughts a minute ago, and it was already too much. I would rather not do it again, because I appreciate my position here and the state of our relationship. Either way, I don't think it matters what I say or what I don't. Things are going to happen regardless, and I don't want to come off as unlikable simply because of something that might have been said wrong. I would rather keep tending to your hair. Sir, I don't think that's a good idea. Because if I were to tell you that these women are self-absorbed, then what would that make me look like? It would truthfully make me look like a bad maid. Considering it is you who pick these women, it would come off as me insinuating that you have bad taste. Yes, I know I said that I'm not, but that's what it sounds like. I still believe that you know what you're doing, and I truly believe that. But these women that keep breaking your heart are not the ones you should be spending your time on. You're so quick to trust these people and whisk them into your life. And while that isn't entirely a bad thing, it may not always be the right thing at the time. I don't know. You would have to find the right person yourself, because I can't do that for you. Sir. If it were up to me, then I would start by taking them out on a few dates first, and not just the one. Maybe something that isn't as high status. I know your standards can be pretty high for food, but if these people all see you immediately for what you'll buy for them, then they might stay for the wrong reason. They'll see you less for your personality and more for how much you make. You've spent all of this time earning your way here, and it's all right to spend some money. But please try and connect with someone emotionally first before getting them too involved. I wouldn't take them right away, no. I mean, this house is gorgeous, sure. And you should definitely let them know you have one if they ask, but try not to let them know everything at once. It might intimidate them, or make them money hungry, or whatever else. I know that not everyone is like that, but it can easily attract a lot of people that aren't right for you. And please know that most people aren't right for you. But it has nothing to do with your personality. It's just the human experience. Even if it's not to a restaurant, you could always take her running with you. Or why don't you take her to one of those antique shops you always seem to find? Well, with the amount of old things you bring back here, I would assume that you go there at least semi-regularly. It would help to let them see that side of you that really enjoys that stuff. And did you take them there before or after they knew about your money? So, that's more where the problem lies. These women break your heart because they shouldn't have had your heart to begin with. If you have enough to give, then you need to be selective on who you give it to. Because if they're just going to take advantage of that, then they're not worth your time. I'd say that you already give me plenty, sir. I don't want you to give me more than you have to out of some kind of obligation. For how easy my tasks are, you pay me a good amount, and I'm satisfied with just that. You should put more of your focus on someone you want romantically. Yes, but I don't mind having to listen to your talks. You don't need to pay me extra for that. Those women may have gotten to go on dates with you and see you at your best, but I've been here for your worst when they decided that they couldn't handle it. I don't have any issue with listening to you, because it's not something that I have to handle so much as it's something that I want to help you with. Even if you are my boss, I still want to help you with these things. Our work relationship is not affected by your ups and downs. It can strengthen a bond sometimes, sure, and other times it could even worsen it. But I can always tell you if something is too much, which I haven't had to do so far. No, I don't have any issues with you. Well, aside from the fact that you keep running toward women that are going to leave once they've bled you dry. I wouldn't trust most of the women you get into a relationship with. They all start to show it around the same time, if not right at the start. But it's easy to be blind to it when you have someone new and fun in your life. No, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to say that you're blind. I just... Oh, yeah, you're so funny for that one. Listen, I just think that you need someone who will take care of you like you deserve. Someone that will actually see you for what you are, past whatever material thing you may or may not have. You need a person that's going to see your flaws and accept them. Someone that's been with you for a while. And especially someone that has earned your trust by doing something more than just laughing at your jokes. Someone that equally trusts you. I never said anything like that. I mean, yeah, sure. Maybe. No, what am I saying? I wasn't implying that I was that person you should be with. I'm flattered, honestly, that you would bring it up unless this is another one of your jokes, which, in that case... Oh. You're serious. I don't really know what to say. If it were anyone else, then I would have said no, but I think that's also because I know I've been thinking too much about you. About how those women treat you, and how you really deserve so much better. I've been wanting to do better by you, but I didn't think you'd end up saying something like that. Of course, sir. I've liked you for a very long time. So please, let me actually take care of you properly, as a real partner would, if you're not opposed to the idea.